Ings, Jenny, Oakland, California, July 30th, 1884. Dear Sister Ings, I am very glad to hear from you. This morning, Willie, White, brought me your letter. I greedily devoured its contents. Oh, how much one head can do to set things in order. I felt so sorry for Dr. Chamberlain, who had no one to speak to or counsel with. Now you can counsel together and be a good, strong team. But Sister Ings, do not stand over the stove. Be careful in this not to get your blood heated. If aught should happen to you, I should feel that I was responsible. Be careful, I beseech of you, be careful. While you can be of a great help in arranging and planning, you are not to do the heavy work yourself. Head is of more value than hands in such an institution. Preserve your strength to do head service. The right arrangement of work is one half the battle. I am glad you are there. I am greatly relieved. I am preparing my writing to go east. Sister McComber has not yet come. She will come perhaps today or tomorrow. I am beginning to need her now. I wish I could run up and see you, but this is out of the question. We go east next Monday. I hope the Lord will strengthen and bless you. I believe He will. Only have good courage. In regard to the house, you did not say one word about how you liked it. Tell me in your next letter. Is it not a little gem of a house? I will write no more now, as I am full of writing. You have our tenderest regard and best wishes and prayers. Be prudent. Do not let the help go so that you will have the burden of cooking upon you. This I positively forbid. If you can direct and others be over the stove and not you, all right. But do not heat your blood. In regard to your board, we will talk about that and something else when the board meets. You will have your wages for your work. Well, I must say goodbye. The Lord bless you. Addie, Walling, I hope you will in every way show solidity of character. Show that you are a follower of Jesus. It is expected, as you have lived in my family, that you will be a girl of improved manners. You can be a recommendation to me, or you can demerit me by a wrong course of action. Be kind, courteous, affable, polite to all. Keep from all frivolity, all vanity, pride, immodesty, and forwardness. Do not seek to ape others around you in dress, in manners, or in anything unless they are seeking to follow Christ. Be meek, be lowly of heart. Oh, my dear child, live for the future immortal life. Copy the pattern, Jesus your Savior. You have battles to fight with self. You have a work to do for yourself daily if you build up a character which God can approve. Try to overcome daily. Look to Jesus. Pray often, and Jesus will help you, for He loves you. Much love to Dr. Chamberlain and all dear friends. Write me once more before I go. Addie, I want you to write me, if only a few lines. Tell me just how you get along, whether you like the place, how you like our little house. Will you cook for me, Sister Ings? Some rolls and a chicken nicely boiled and then fried, and send by St. John when he comes. If he comes before Monday at 3 o'clock. There is so much going on here, I fear I shall go poorly prepared.